This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 864 Seasons.
Warriors on Saturday night.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
That was playoff level intensity.
Yep.
I know that people are going to scoff at that. They're going to look at the Pistons and they're going to roll their eyes. And I'm going to tell them, you got to watch the games. No, I'm not pretending to be some league pass guy. Kate Cunningham is on a short list of guys. If I'm betting on the next 10 years, under 23 years old, he's at the top of my list. That guy is a stud.
It feels good again. We always use this when it comes to certain franchises and certain teams. Oh, the league's better when this team is doing better. Oh, the NFL is doing great when it's, you know, the Raiders are doing well and the Cowboys and the Niners and the Brands and the Steelers, right? I do think the league is better when the Detroit Pistons are better.
Okay.
Like, that is an iconic brand. I get it. You were probably, what, 8 or 9 when the Bad Boys Pistons were a thing. I wasn't even alive, but I remember Rasheed Wallace, Ben Wallace, Rip Hamilton, Tayshaun Prince, all right, Chauncey, win one for Chauncey
Big
Phillips,
shot Bob.
Right? You think of all the, who's my guy? Darko. He was even on that team. Yeah, he scoffed at that. But like, I do believe the league is better. And the Eastern Conference in particular is a lot more watchable when the Detroit Pistons are a thing. And they've been a disaster the last decade plus. So I am happy for that team and for that city, quite frankly, because they got the Lions now. Pistons are fun. Tigers were in the playoffs last year. Yeah. Like, that's a fun city, a sports city now to be a part of, and the Pistons are now a part of that. And that did have a playoff kind of a feel to it because it was sloppy early. The defense on both sides, the intensity, you saw right away. The Warriors jumped up to a 9-0 lead. It was like, okay, are they just going to blow them out early? And then the Pistons started to show their teeth a little bit. They clawed their way back in, and it was back and forth, and a hell of a game. And Jimmy Butler taking over the third quarter. And then again, we'll get into it. Isaiah Stewart, who kind of feels like all bark, no bite, really. I mean, the guy's what, like 6'9", 6'10"? He's going at Steph Curry because Steph missed a shot anyways, and he's happy for Gui Santos, who got the and one, and he gives a little shove because he walks towards the Pistons bench. The whole thing was very contrived, I thought, from Isaiah Stewart. And Steph Curry, the chef, after it. Talk about one of the all-time F around five find out moments. We'll get into those, some of the top ones for Steph Curry. I don't know where this lands in it, but Steph going 10 straight points after that for him. And then night-night, see you later for Detroit as the Warriors improve again in the Jimmy Butler era. What is it now, 11-1 when he plays?
They lose that game 15 different ways a month and a half ago.
Well, in the last 2.5 seasons, they lose that game. I'll say
there's
it right
not
there.
A question in my mind.
Yeah.
And Draymond Green hitting the three at the end was just absolutely chef's kiss. Loved everything about it. Him doing that against the Michigan squad,
right,
that he actually has been linked to for so long.
Grew up a Detroit Pistons fan.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sagging on Michigan.
Yeah.
But I look at this game and I say to myself, like, right now, with no Pajemski and with no Kuminga, you could put those two to the side. But Paz has been playing a lot better basketball. Dare I say the youngsters are playing some of the best ball of their lives? You know, Quentin Post hitting shots. I know that there's going to be some misses around the rim, and he's got to clean that up. That's part of the development. He's a young player. He's a rookie. Moses Moody with a huge steal. Absolutely huge steal late in that game to strip Cade Cunningham and then get on the floor, dive on the ground, and then throw it right to Draymond Green. Just a savvy, smart play. Jimmy Butler doing so many things as a three-point shooter? The shot wasn't looking so flat. That was great.
What if I told you he was the best three-point shooter that night for the Warriors?
I'll take
it. 2 of 4 was the best shooting percentage. Absolutely. Steph was 4 of 15. He was struggling to find it. But the stat that I did love from one Stephen Curry, 12 for 12 from the line.
Well, he was amazing. And, Steph missed some shots late in that game. So there's a lot that is, a work in progress. But they have to keep winning right now. You look at Minnesota's right on their heels. Minnesota's, what, they won 5 in a row, 4 in a row, something like that. They're on fire right now. And so the Warriors are maintaining their spot in the 6-hole. And they just need to continue to win. Rockets are winning. The Grizzlies are winning in front of them. The Pelicans have been no help to us whatsoever.
I told you they stink. They're not helping themselves, Joe Shasky. Well, they are if they want to get a better pick and try to get Cooper Flagg. Zion's looks great, though.
Yeah, well, great. I'm glad Zion looks great. He's not affecting winning in any way. And there's a bigger conversation, like not today, but at some point. And we are going to monitor the NFL stuff. We'll get to that in a second.
Oh, absolutely.
But there is a bigger conversation. Cade Cunningham, and you and I were kicking this back. LaMelo. Cade Cunningham is who LaMelo wishes he could be. Cade Cunningham's a winning basketball player. He plays, smart, at a perfect pace. He's got floor vision. He's a great passer. He could shoot the three. He shoots, in rhythm, team-friendly three-pointers. He can get to the rim. He can explode and dunk on someone's head. He plays great defense. He rebounds really well. This is a winning basketball player. Cade Cunningham, and I do not pretend like I've watched him, 20 times this year. No. I've only watched him when they play the Warriors. All right. I'll raise my hand and admit that. That guy's a winning basketball player. And if you're asking me right now who you're banking on in terms of the young guys, he's at the top of my list. Paolo Banchero plays winning basketball. I think Cade Cunningham plays winning basketball. I do not think LaMelo Ball plays winning basketball.
I did not expect at 6:14 a.m. here on a Monday that LaMelo Ball was going to be referenced here. After you play Detroit Pistons.
Is Detroit a dumpster fire? Have they been a dumpster fire for 2 decades?
Sure, but they also just landed a great pick in Asar Thompson. Tobias Harris was nice.
Shoot.
JB Bickerstaff was a huge addition to the staff, too, because what were we saying about Cade Cunningham the last couple of years? Oh, he's on a losing franchise, and yeah, he's a good player on a losing team. Like, coaching and other players around the matter. Again, I'm not turning this to a LaMelo Ball versus Cade Cunningham conversation. I just, again, notoriously dumpster fire organizations, or at least organizations that have been bad the last decade plus, there's a lot baked into why it all of a sudden starts to get better. Stephen Curry, it wasn't just because of Steph. It's because of Mark Jackson. Well, it was because of Draymond Green. It was because of Klay Thompson. So if, again, Charlotte Hornets get other players around LaMelo Ball other than Mark Williams, sure, maybe the conversation around him will shift too, like it's shifting around Cade Cunningham.
To be a leader to change an organization, you better have your head on straight. Sure. And when I look at someone like LaMelo Ball, he's a clown. Okay. And when I look at someone like Cade Cunningham, I look at someone, and again, I'm just a couple of games. This is a guy whose head is clearly on straight. He plays a winning brand of basketball. He's extremely focused. He's got the DNA makeup. And I look at that position in terms of like being...
Nine turnovers, by the way, for Cade. Nine.
Oh, look, he's not a finished product. No. He's got a long way to go.
Sure.
And he's the guy that they're going to be blitzing in these situations. He's playing alongside Dennis Schroeder. I mean, who we watched Dennis Schroeder. Like Dennis Schroeder.
He looks good against the Warriors, actually.
Yeah, he hit a couple shots.
He had 11 points.
Of course, he hit
shooting.
All the shots he missed as a Warrior against the Warriors.
Sounds like the Warriors were holding him back.
It was the Michael Tucker experience. Back in the day, Michael Tucker hit a bunch of home runs against the Giants. The Giants get him. He is terrible. And then he leaves the Giants and he hits a bunch of home runs against them.
Kind of like Michael Conforto is going to do this next year for the Dodgers against the Giants.
I mean,
he hit a couple bombs too.
The Warriors looked really good. The thing that I love the most about what I saw from the Warriors is 5 minutes to go when Jimmy Butler checked back in. I think it was 4 and some change. I could be wrong here, but about 4 and some change. They did this three-man game, and they've been doing it over and over and over again in the half court. It's Jimmy, it's Draymond, and it's Steph. And then in this particular game, I believe it was Moses Moody was the fourth guy and might have been Quentin Post as the fifth guy. You have the spacing, the catch-and-shoot guys of Quentin Post and Moses Moody playing opposite. Three guys playing, and it's not a triangle like Phil Jackson triangle offense, but they're doing this thing where one of them is in the block and the other two are kind of running split action off each other. It's almost impossible to defend because they're not running specific plays. They're just playing read and react offense, and it's beautiful to watch. I love watching. They're getting great looks.
They've played in two tight games this year, and it's both Warriors just edging the Pistons. 107-104 back on January 9th. Joe Shasky now 115-110 over the weekend.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.